The elect of God. Divine appointment, election, or man's choice. Hello again. Welcome to this study of God's elect. As we let God's word teach us in this area, we know we are saved by grace, for it is the grace of God who calls us into his family and his kingdom to serve under the one true King of Kings, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Word of God calls this gift of salvation and eternal life the election of grace. Herein is a mystery. The Lord died on a cross to save all mankind from their sin. His shed blood washed away all the sins of men. Yet we see in our day many men rebel and refuse his lordship. They reject his free gift of eternal life. They die in their sins. We will let the Word of God renew our minds, feed our spirits. Holy Spirit, teach and reveal to us the heart and mind of God on this subject. God's Word speaks of the elect of God, divine appointment, predestination, ordination from the beginning of time. Some believe today our eternal future is just men's choice, men's idea, men's plans, or man's will. God's Word will give us wisdom. John 1. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Do you remember Jesus said, "You must be born again"? 1 Peter 1. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. My elect, Isaiah 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Romans 11. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men, who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Romans 9. Esaias also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Romans 11. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Isaiah 65. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains. And mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Praise God. Romans 8. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Romans 9. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Romans 11. What then? Israel has not obtained that which the Lord seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. 1 Thessalonians 1. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. 1 Peter 1. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Mark 13. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and they shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Ordained to serve. Jeremiah 1. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Acts 13. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Ephesians 2. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. John 15. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Acts 2. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. 1 Peter 1. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Jude 1. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. called and chosen of God. Ephesians 1. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Acts 2. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 9. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel. Joel 2. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. 1 Corinthians 1. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. 1 Thessalonians 2. That you would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto His kingdom and glory. Matthew 11. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. Matthew 22. For many are called, but few are chosen. Revelation 17. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful. John 10. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. John 17. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Romans 9. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Where is my name? Philippians 4. And I entreat thee also, fellow workers, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Revelation 3. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 20. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Revelation 13. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, that is, the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Romans 9. Has not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath, and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? 2 Timothy 2. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Revelation 17. And the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Revelation 21. And there shall in no wise enter into it, the holy city, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. Revelation 19. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are the true sayings of God. Revelation 22. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Revelation 20, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I died for all. So what is our part, our responsibility, and what must we do for salvation and eternal life? As far as I can see, we are to read and hear God's invitation. Then we turn to God. We heed His words and instruction, then submit to them. Rebel no longer. Step into your eternal inheritance. Seek Him with all your heart. Your life will soon change. John 6. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on Him who He has sent." John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." John 10. If I do not the works of My Father, believe Me not. But if I do, though you believe not Me, believe the miracles, the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in Me and I in Him. Titus 1. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Matthew 25. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, "Come, you blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Romans 10. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things." Matthew 7. Not every one that saith unto Me, "Lord, Lord," shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of My Father which is in heaven. Many will say to Me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name cast out devils? And in Thy name done many wonderful works?" And then will I profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from Me, you that work iniquity." 2 Peter 1. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Revelation 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear My voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with Me. Jeremiah 29. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Isaiah 45. Who has spoken it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. 2 Thessalonians 2. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 1 Timothy 2. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. 2 Timothy 1. Who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Hebrews 9. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Are you looking with great anticipation for him? Revelation 22. Behold, I come quickly, saith the Lord. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord bless and prosper you as you grow by his word, walking in the Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Thank you.